it was clear from the legislation that the revenue commissioners would be able to go into social welfare payments, Department of Agriculture payments, wages, to deduct the property tax from this July onwards. What came out new this week was that the chairperson of the Revenue Commissioners, in talking to the Dáil Committee, said that they could also go into people's bank accounts and take the money directly from their bank accounts. It seems that if the Revenue have bank account details of people on file that they would have been dealing with in relation to either overpayments or whatever before, they will use those powers to go in and deduct the property tax as well directly from bank accounts. In terms of the campaign, I think it's been clear since the legislation was published that it was draconian legislation, giving the government huge powers to impose what is a deeply unpopular and undemocratic tax on people right across the country. I think the campaign has realised and has always realised that the boycott and boycotting of the tax on its own will not defeat this tax, and it is vitally important that people will have to come out and show their opposition and send very clear messages to the government that this tax is not fair, it's not equitable, and people are not prepared to accept it.
If the property tax is going to become unavoidable to pay, is the campaign won't pay campaign over? Where do they go from here?
No, I don't think it's over, Barry. I think that the campaign has to adopt new tactics. While we've said always since this legislation was published and drafted that a boycott of its own and its own right isn't going to defeat this tax, it's slightly different than the household charge last year, and that's where all people had to do to show their opposition to that was not to register for it. But in this case, the government learned, I suppose, from the success of the campaign last year, and in that sense we've been victims of our own success. But the government has made sure that the legislation is strong enough that they can go after people and take it from them without them being able to provide food for their children. They're going to see the property tax deducted. So the boycott on its own will not defeat this tax, and people will need to come out and voice their opposition and be very strong on that. As the revenue writes out now, and from the beginning of March, to people and getting them to send back their registration and declare themselves for this tax, people will have to come out and oppose it openly.